Bob, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going? All right.
Brilliant, brilliant.
Catchphrase. It's always going to be the first point in the conversation, isn't it? Why was that show so successful?
Well, probably started before you were born. It was in 85, and no one had a computer.
Of course.
Can you visualize that today? Everyone's got one in their pocket, one in the car, and one at home.
But it was so slick, wasn't it?
That was the secret of it all. And, of course, like, I was in from the beginning, so we were making up the rules as we were going on the camera.
Was it fun to do?
It was brilliant. It was really great fun. But I didn't do it all that long, Rob. I used to go down once a year and do maybe 26 shows in 10 days, and then I wouldn't see it again. They wouldn't say, we need you next year, or anything like that. And then all of a sudden, you get another phone call saying, oh, we could do with another 26. 26 is 6 months, so that was 6 months' work in 10 days, and I just went back to my old job of stand-up.
Which, of course, again, we remember you from, with the Comedians.
Yeah, I was very lucky to get on to the Comedians all those years ago.
And there were some great colleagues there, weren't there? I'm thinking the likes of Bernard Manning, Charlie Williams.
There's a lot of comics from over your way, you know, Doncaster, Sheffield, and Dougie Brown, and Charlie, and all sorts of people.
I was talking to Dougie Brown, actually, funny you should say his name, a little while ago, talking about the Comedians, and he said there was some really clever editing as far as the continuity on that, because when we were watching it on television, it looked like you were just all lined up, ready to go with your gags one after another.
Yes, it did look like that, but what we had to do, I'm not sure whether it was a great idea in the studio, because what we had to do was go in every week with another 15 to 20 minutes. But, Rob, I'll let you into a secret. You know, the old-timers like Carson and Manning and whatever, they were so clever. And I just watched and watched and watched them, and after 2 weeks I worked it out. They would go on and tell the dirtiest, filthiest jokes you've ever heard in your life, and then wink at the cameraman to say the next two are clean. So they always went down well. Now, you go on there, Rob, and try and remember 20 minutes of new material. You're upstairs, down, so you don't know where you are.
Yeah, I think one of my favourites was Colin Crumpton, because he always just looked like he was in the pub with half a cigarette in his mouth, just down at the local, just telling a gag, not on television. It was so relaxed, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was probably one of the most intelligent of the whole comedians,
was
you
he?
Know? And he passed away very, very young, Colin Crumpton, but I always thought he was great. You know, very dry.
We're bound to, aren't we? We're bound to come back to Catchphrase.
Yeah.
Because when my colleagues knew you were on talking to me today, everybody's been going around the building saying, it's good, but it's not right. It's close. See what you see. Come on, quick.
Did he still say that?
I don't know. Come on, give us a quick line of it.
It's good, but it's not right. I was watching it the other night. Would you believe that, Rob? Couldn't believe they're still showing it. When I said that, I just nearly peed my pants laughing.
Because you are busy now. I mean, you're in great demand. Of course, you went on to do the car park catchphrase with Chris Moyles on Radio 1, didn't you?
Yeah, I did that for 9 years.
How did you get involved in that, then?
Well, when they got rid of me from Catchphrase, for what reason, we don't know, but new broom sweeps clean, all that nonsense. And so Chris Moyles was a wee bit peed off about that. So we met up in London one day, and he says, I've got a great idea to put it on the radio just to get our own back on Catchphrase, you know, because it was off for such a long time. I think it was off for about 11 or 12 years. Can you believe that?
Well, no,
like, I did it for 14. So he says, I've got this great idea with Comedy Dave. So we met up with Comedy Dave and worked it all out. And 9 years later, it was, like, sensational. It really caught on. Give me a whole new career.
Well, and it gave you a whole new fan base, didn't it?
Yeah, a whole new fan base. Like, I've done 100 universities. I just want to see somebody from Catchphrase, you know?
And what do you do when you do these gigs at the universities? Is it just stand-up?
Well, yeah, I do a bit of stand-up and what have you. Get them up on the stage. Do the car park Catchphrase thing. Rob, the noises, they're very interested in the noises. And any sayings that I had, it's like adults come up to me and say, do you know you deprive my daughter of an education? She's in university, supposed to be studying, and they're all watching Challenge TV Catchphrase, you know?
Yeah. Just give us a quick say what you see.
Say what you see there, Rob. It's good, but it's not right.